Blog Talk Radio
presents the Blog Radio Show. Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome to Applause Radio Show. I'm Joanne Barton, and tonight we've got a great show. It's almost like a continuation of what we had over a week ago, but real quick before we get started, I want to say thank you to Jim Meskimen for hanging out with us the other night. So go check him out, jimmeskimen.com. Married, awesome, impressionist, actor, name. But tonight we had an issue. What date was that? That we were on, May 10th. Julie and I were talking. We were having a wonderful conversation, and we had an issue with a technical difficulty here, so we got disconnected, and we're having a great time. Well, I was. I hope Julie was, too. So let's bring her back to the show, and let's finish talking about the book, her trip with her famous grandparents. And she is the granddaughter of Roy Rogers and Dale Evans, and her new book is out, and it's about her grandparents, your heroes, my grandparents. Hey, Julie, welcome back. Thanks so much for coming back. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me back again.
Hello?
Having me back again.
Yes, yes. I know we were having such a great conversation. I was so upset that we got disconnected.
I know.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, well.
So anyway, today, what is it? Hump day. Happy Wednesday. Happy hump day. How
yep.
is your day today?
Yep. Who, mine?
Yeah, no, your cousin. I don't know. Who is you?
Yeah, my cousin. My cousin's doing well. Thank you. No,
good.
Getting close to the end of school, and all the kids are getting really antsy to get out, and so are the teachers. So, I come home and I put my feet up.
Well, that's good. Good. Well, it's about time, right? What, end of May, school's ending.
Yes.
Yeah, my son
yes.
graduates on the 31st from college. I'm so proud of him. So I can't imagine
Ooh,
how you
nice.
Feel. Yeah, you must be
ecstatic
to end your school year. Do you work during the summer or no?
I don't, but I will be busy this summer doing book signings and things like that
nice.
This summer. So, and my husband and I run a baseball camp for youth, too, for 2 weeks. So
oh,
I'll be busy doing that.
You didn't mention
that. Yeah. Okay, are we having the same problem we had before? How can that be?
Oh, I'm right here. I hear you fine.
Oh, good. Okay, now I can hear you.
Yeah,
Perfect.
no, I'm right here.
Okay, good.
No. I asked if you wrote the book on one of your summer vacations.
Oh, if I wrote the book on during a vacation?
Well, not vacation, break from school.
Oh, yeah. So, it's nice. I love having breaks and breaks from school. And, I get like 2 months. So that's nice during the summer.
Yeah. And then what grade do you teach, by the way?
Third. I teach third.
Oh, okay. So they have no idea that you're the granddaughter of Roy Rogers. I'm sure their parents may not even know either.
Their grandparents know. And a couple of them saw me on the Fox News thing today. There was
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So they said, wait a minute.
I think my parents saw you. It was like, really? Maybe
how
so.
How funny is that? Yeah, because
so,
you're just a regular person, just like Grandma and Grandpa were. And what we were saying earlier on last week was, you know, they were themselves on the show, and everybody
yep.
loved them, and they were just so endearing and down to earth, and it's just, that's how you are too. I mean, yeah, you've got this book out, but you're still Julie. You know, I'm just Julie,
still
a teacher.
I'm still Miss T at school. I'm a third grade teacher. That's really all I am to them, mostly anyway. So yeah, you just have to remember where your roots are, and you know, I certainly don't have as much of that to do that like they did, but
right.
I think it's good for all of us to remember, you know, where we've come from and not to lose ourselves in whatever it is.
Exactly. Exactly. So, okay. Let's get to the book real quick, because God forbid we get cut off again. I want everybody to
know
about the book. So, because we talked about everything except for where to get the book and whatever, but real quick, I lost my train of thought. I was going to ask you something about the book. Oh, geez. Oh, man.
Let's see. Well, you can start by getting the book at Amazon. You can get the book
yes.
at Amazon and at Barnes & Noble. And it comes in hardback or paperback. And I remember now what you were going to ask. There's a lot of ways you could go with this because there's
yeah,
so much
I know.
In the book.
I know. Well, do you have your own website set up, or do you
I am.
You
know what? I have a call.
With,
I'm going to be talking to her and working on it right after I get off the phone with you.
Because there must be. Is there a Roy Rogers, Dale Evans website? I mean, can you piggyback off of that? Or?
No, mine is just going to be info@julierogerspamilia.com.
Right,
so,
right.
Yeah, I'm sure there's
so,
other,
well,
you know, when you pull up Roy Rogers, a lot of stuff comes up.
Exactly, yeah. But, oh, man, I wish I could remember that question. It had to do with something with the book. Oh, my goodness. Oh, geez.
You know, you'll
it'll
remember
come to
it
me.
Right, after,
it'll
we,
come to
right
me.
After we finish.
I think I'm getting Alzheimer's. I don't know.
Too much.
Oh, God. It was there. It was on the tip of my tongue. I'm just
it
like,
right
I can't
there.
Remember. Yeah, I can't remember what I was going to ask you. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, the book is available everywhere, guys, at Amazon or anywhere online you get books, I would think. Yes?
Yes.
And it's your heroes, my grandparents, and so true. They were our heroes.
Yep.
Yep. They were our heroes, and to you, they were just your grandparents. So,
yeah.
Oh, man, I can't believe I can't remember that question. It was a good one, too. Oh, my goodness.
Anyway.
Oh my God! You know what? After it's been a long week. You know how you're dying to get out of school and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't.
Yep.
I can't wait to end my day every day. So you know,
right?
It's been they've been very long lately. And
well, it's later there for you. It's 9 o'clock there. It's only 6 o'clock here.
Yeah, well, I'm
right?
pretty much, yeah, exactly. I'm like fried by this time of night. And I don't, oh, that's
yeah.
what I want to say. I did want to apologize to you when I texted you last week. I totally forgot you were a teacher and you probably had to bed early. I'm a night owl, and I'm so sorry that I texted you so late. Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, I never worry about that because I just don't hear it. So I keep my phone on, and if I don't hear it, I don't hear it. And nothing ever bothers me like that, so...
All right, stop. I got the question. Why did you wait so long to write this book? And if you weren't going to write it now, what would have made you put it off again?
Well, the thing that took me so long to write the book is it just wasn't on my mind, first of all. And I didn't really think that I had anything different to say because a lot of books have been written about my grandparents. But then I got to thinking, wait a minute, I do have different things to say because I was a granddaughter and I have my own personal relationship and memories with them that haven't been written in any book. And it wasn't just a biography that I wrote. It has biographical stuff in it, but it's not primarily a biography. And so, And then if I hadn't have written it, what would make me put it off? Probably the very same reason. Like, who would want to hear what I have to say? And my husband gets so mad at me when I say that. He says, don't say that. You have a lot of things to say. And I guess you just have to hear it from other people when they read it, when they say, wow, I loved your book. You know, it was really fascinating. And to me, those things aren't fascinating. They're sweet. And they're really, really precious memories to me. But I don't think of them as being
something someone else would be interested in. But believe it or not, they are, because they love Roy Rogers and Dale Evans. And
right.
to you, they're just regular everyday stories that you grew up with, that any child would have with their family. And
right.
to you, they're precious. Like you said, they mean something, but you didn't think, oh, my life means nothing to others. You know, I get it.
And it's not that I think horribly about myself. It's just that in the grand scheme of writing a book to publish,
right.
that's kind of a big deal. And
yeah.
I never thought of my memories as being, you know, a book publishing worthy kind of stuff. But I guess people talked me into it along the way. And I tried it out, and I thought, you know, at the very least, I wanted to write this book anyway for my sons, and I
right.
had part of it written anyway for them. So I thought,
mm-hmm.
it's a win-win. I'm still writing it for my sons, but if other people want to read it, then that's great too.
Yeah, well, I'm sure their fans are enjoying every moment of your precious moments with your grandparents and just your family in general in the book. And I'm guessing that there are probably some unseen photos that folks have never seen before, right, in there? Or
yes,
no?
There are actually quite a few because, you know, back in the day, we were taking pictures. The cameras weren't as good as the PR pictures I have in the book.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a little disclaimer at the beginning saying, you know, back in the 50s and 60s, cameras weren't as good. So the pictures,
right.
we know that the pictures are not the same quality as the, you know, pictures.
Right. Well, they're family photos. They're not professionally touched up and
right.
all that. They're family photos.
Taken.
Right.
Right. So
they're family photos.
They're maybe not quite as clear or sharp as some of the other ones, but I think they're still sharp enough to be able to look at and enjoy. And
right.
There are a lot of pictures in the book, a lot.
Nice, nice. Well,
so,
I'm sure, like you said, the fact that they're pictures that have never been shared to the public before makes them even more interesting in wanting to, folks wanting to see the book and
yeah.
read the book and see the pics. So that's great.
Well, I try to put the pictures at the end of each chapter. So whatever I'm talking about in the chapter, then I
yeah.
put the pictures at the end of that chapter that relate to what I was talking about. And people have commented that they really like that because then they can really feel like they were there, you know?
Yeah, great idea. Yep. Oh, is this available in audio book yet or no? Have you done that?
Not yet. No, but we're working on that.
That'd be cool. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, when did the book get released?
April 17th.
Oh, just last month. Oh, my goodness. Congratulations. So you're on a whirlwind with this thing.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, how exciting.
My former husband did me this morning with the Fox News release that was online this morning. And he said, you know, good job. And he's a great guy. And so anyway, that was kind of fun.
Oh, nice, nice. Well, you should. Good thing you listened to your second husband to write the book. So, first husband's probably saying, "Damn, why didn't she write that book when I was married to her?"
Oh
my goodness!
It's all good. It's all good.
Yeah, no, I'm only playing. I'm only playing.
I know.
But so now your book tour. Are you going to be what kind of? Where will you be? Where can folks find out where they can get an autographed copy from you at a book signing?
Well, I'm going to be in the Cincinnati area at the end of July. And
you really are flying.
Yeah, I am. And then we have the Roy Rogers Festival in Portsmouth, Ohio in August.
Mm.
So I'll be there with it. And I will be at the Autry Museum in Los Angeles
on July 11th. I'll be interviewed there along with Michael Learned, who was the mother in the Waltons.
Yep, she's been on our show, yes.
Yeah, so I'm going to be down there on the 11th, and then sometime soon I'm going to be at the Hollywood Museum again for a book signing there, and that's just off Hollywood and Vine.
Yeah, that's one of my bucket lists, to get to the Hollywood Museum.
It's really interesting, very interesting.
Oh, I can. So, you know, as a TV crazy nut that I am, you know, I love trivia and love growing up with those shows. And even if they were reruns, I would love the Hollywood Museum. Absolutely love it.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, you would. And, you know, I may be, you know, just putting on loan some of my grandpa's clothes and toys and stuff like that in there too.
That's what you could do with the stuff in the attic, Julie. Come on.
That's right. That's right. Exactly. Because what else am I going to do with it?
Yeah, let others enjoy it. Oh my goodness, that'll be really nice to have a Roy Rogers and Dale Evans section. That'd be really nice, nice, nice.
Yeah.
Now you mentioned the Roy Rogers Festival. Tell me about that. Is that an annual thing?
That is. It's annually in Portsmouth, Ohio, and that's where he grew up, you know, was Portsmouth.
Yeah.
And so they have the big flood wall there with paintings all along the flood wall. And one of them is of Grandpa and Trigger there on his horse.
Yeah.
And they have a museum there, a couple of museums, and it's really fun. So
nice.
Yeah, we're going to be doing that
August. And do you normally attend it or not often?
No, I do. I could not attend it last year. Wait a minute. Last year they didn't have it. The year before I couldn't attend it because it was I was new here and I had to go to a week of new teacher meetings. And I was not happy about that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, August
really
right before school.
There.
Yeah, August right before the start of school, so.
Right.
Right.
So, but then all the years before that, I was there, and we usually have, you know, some other celebrities. One year we had Kathy Garver and Morgan Brittany.
Mm-hmm.
We had Bobby Carradine. We had Butch. I started to say Butch Cassidy.
Butch Patrick.
Butch Patrick.
Yep, I've had all these guys on my show. How funny is that?
Yep.
Yeah,
so,
I love all of them.
Yep. Yeah, they're great people, and it's been fun. It's been fun to get to know all these different people.
So are you the Lisa Marie of the Roy Rogers Festival? Like, Lisa Marie goes to all the Graceland things. Well, she used to, sadly. She's no longer with us.
Well, I do, but you know, my Aunt Dodie also goes.
Oh, sweet.
So I always get to see her, and so she's always there, and her husband, and so we have a great time because we're a lot alike, but we look nothing like each other. We're not, you know, blood related. None of us are, but anyway.
Right, right. Well, you're the only biological child, right?
Me and Dusty and Aunt Linda Lou. Dusty and Aunt Linda Lou are Grandpa's only biological children from his second marriage, and then my dad was the only biological son of Dale, so we're the only ones blood related to Dale. And then everybody else is adopted. So
yeah.
You know,
do any of those guys show up to the festival at all, or no? They pretty much are living their lives.
Not really. You know, every once in a while, like Aunt Mimi, the one, my aunt from Scotland, 2-3 years ago now. She used to go to the Lone Pine Film Festival. But most of us, not so much. My cousin Rob sings. He does, you know, Western music and some other stuff. But he doesn't really go to the festivals. I think I'm the only one who, and Dodie, the only one that really go to the festivals. And
Rod should be going. It's a great opportunity for him to get out there and perform. They'd love it.
I know.
They'd love it.
The
Roy Rogers, Roy Rogers family members singing, you know?
Yeah.
Well, the problem is a lot of the Western festivals don't really have the finances to support,
pay people,
you know,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Bringing everybody out and all of that. So if I can just do it without going in the hole myself, you know, if they just kind of get me there and pay for my lodging, then I don't have to get paid, but I'm not, you know.
Right. You're happy with
I'm not
that,
high
right?
maintenance or anything. Not that anybody
right.
else is high maintenance, but if you do this all the time, then I think you would more expect to be, you know, maybe paid. But
yeah. Well, it's in the rider. It's all in the rider. They have to fulfill
yeah.
the rider.
yeah.
It's in the rider. Listen, when I was a kid, I remember a rumor saying that Trigger was stuffed with taxidermied. Is that true?
Yes, it is. It's so
and
funny
where is
that you
he?
Say stuff. Well, he's in Dallas-Fort Worth right now. It's a stockyard.
Okay, so I didn't know. When I was a kid, I thought it was, you know, like Disney's Head is Frozen, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, no. No, he was at the museum. We had a family museum for years and years, since 1968. And then finally the museum closed, and we had to auction everything off at Christie's in New York City. And RSUTD bought him and Bullitt and
uh-huh.
had him in their museum for a while that's associated with their TV studios there. And then he got put in the museum at the Dallas-Fort Worth Stockyards. And
oh, wow.
So he's there right now, and I believe Bullitt is there with him too.
Mm.
And
well, they should
you know,
be at the festival in August. They should tour
I know,
the country.
Yeah. I don't know who would have the money or the way wherewithal to get him
right.
there.
Right.
That's pretty yeah. huge. But anyway, it was yeah, it was kind of weird to see him taxidermied, especially Bullitt. I think more than anything, because Bullitt was their dog. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that was to me that was more weird than Trigger.
Well, I don't think it's weird because after I heard that as a kid, after my dogs passed away, I said, I got to get my dog stuff. But I think it might be weird, but I don't know. To me, it wouldn't be.
Gene Autry thought it was ridiculous because of all the money that you had. It was
well,
pretty expensive.
Well, for a horse versus a little dog, yeah, I'm sure it cost a fortune.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Gene would say, why are you going to do that? Just put him in the ground. You know, it's over. It's done. But
yeah.
Grandpa couldn't do that. He just thought people would like to see him in his famous rearing pose at the museum. And sure enough, people would come from all over, you know, sometimes at the very last minute of the day before they were closing and saying, please, can we just go and run in real fast and see Trigger? That's all we want to see.
Oh, yeah,
and,
sweet.
Yeah, so they liked it.
Yeah, well, folks, if you didn't hear our show last week when Julie and I were talking on the 10th, please listen back to that. We covered so much in there about her growing up and hanging out with her family and especially her grandparents. But inside the book, you'll find stories, shockingly, that Roy and Dale were basically the Brad and Angelina of today back in the 50s when they adopted how many kids? What, eight or nine?
They had
nine
total? Kids and they adopted five.
Yeah.
So they had a pile of kids from all over the place. And that wasn't really the thing to do back then, but they
right.
did it. Yeah.
Right. Right. And you'll find stories like that and oh my goodness, and all the things about you, the holidays. I love that story about the geos and the stones that grandfather gave to you. I love that story.
You know, he was just so sweet. I mean, he knew that really meant a lot to me, and that was a real neat moment that I'll always treasure. And the fact that I still have the rocks is kind of cool too. I have them in a basket at home.
Yeah.
And,
other than Rod, is anybody else in the family in the entertainment industry? And how come you had no interest, I guess?
I had more interest in the backside of the camera, but early on, you know, I didn't know what I wanted to do. My parents encouraged me to go into teaching because they were teachers. And I said, okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I wasn't really thinking about it. And if I had it to do over again, I probably would have gone into film. But, you know, life happens the way it happens, and that's what I ended up.
Well, so. Eventually, pardon me, eventually maybe you run a film class at school.
Well, you never know, you know?
Find your love there that way.
Yeah.
You
so
know.
It's I've gotten a lot of taste of I don't know, just, you know, having an audience and you know, my life has been really a variety of things. So it has been fun.
Right.
And so I don't feel like I've missed out on much at all.
Right. You've got the best of both worlds. You've had normalcy yet celebrity, and it's normalcy takes its the weighs down the weight. That's the most important thing. Your family, the same as your grandmother and grandfather, family, being kind and being just it runs in the family. You got it from your grandmother and grandfather. So,
well, I
cause they did,
so because
they also didn't act like, you know, they were, you know, who, how do you do, whatever, you know, they didn't act hoity-toity.
They didn't act like they were people that were special and needed special attention.
Right.
They were very down to earth and very approachable. And I think that's what people loved about them, was that they were very accessible.
What do you think they'd think of what was going on today in today's world? I'm curious.
Oh, my goodness. They'd be so sad.
Yeah.
They'd be so sad. Oh, but you know what? This is a little bit changing the subject, but my aunt called me the other day, and she said, honey, I read your book. She said, your grandma would have been so proud, and she would have loved this book. And
sweet.
That, to me, made me feel so good.
Right. It was all worth it. It was all worth it.
It was, because I was true to what, you know, I didn't embellish anything. I didn't not state something. I mean, it was very true to how it happened. And a lot of the stories, like I said before, were stories that we read about by their bedside in their last few days on Earth. And feelings about the same stories that are in the book.
Right.
So I know she would have loved it, because she did when we were reminiscing about stuff there.
Right.
And,
well, they were the Royal Western couple back in the day, and will always remain the Royal Western couple in our iconic history of pop culture and whatever in life in general, for those who remember, and those who don't, they will still be that. And he was considered king of the cowboys, so we'll probably never lose that moniker on him as well. So it's a shame that more people know more wholesome stuff and like that we grew up watching. And you know, I think that doing that kind of molded some of us. Because, you know, going up around, I don't know how old you are. I'm not going to ask, but we may be the same age.
Oh, I don't care. I'm 64.
Okay, I'm around there. I'm pushing 60 soon. But anyway, I grew up watching all the great stuff. If I didn't watch it when it was actually live in the 50s, of course, there was the reruns. And I just wish more kids would find interest in good, wholesome, whatever. We lost that. And I think it helps with society.
Well, and you know, Grandpa used to say half the things in the movies anymore, I wouldn't even let trigger watch. And,
right.
you know, he said even when they were alive in the 90s, he said, we've come so far and not always in a good way. From the days when we were doing our movies. And, you know, I guess times have to change, but it's kind of too bad, because it's not always for the better.
Yeah, it's sad. But, you know, whenever you can't take it anymore, just go back and watch some old TV and reruns and put yourself in a happy place, you know?
Put on some
old music or something that makes you happy and get out of that rut, whatever. But guys, if you want to hear some great stories that Julie has been telling in this book, please go check it out. It's pardon me. Oh, my throat has been so bad. The name of the book is Your Heroes, My Grandparents, and it's Julie Rogers Pamilia, her story of her grandparents, Roy Rogers and Dale Evans, growing up. And so a definite read for you if you're a fan of Dale and Roy, and even if you're not, it's just a sweet book of a young girl growing up with amazing grandparents and sharing her life story. So I'd love it to get a copy someday. I'll have to check it out because the whole premise just sounds great, and I can't imagine the stories that you're telling in there. I mean, we shared a few last week, but we don't want to give the book away to everybody. We want you to buy it, so go read those stories.
thank you so much.
And you get it on Amazon and anywhere online you get books. And Julie's going to be having a website coming out soon. What's the name of what's the name of the Julie website? What's the name of the website?
Julie website?
Yeah, the Julie
info
website.
Info at julierogerspamilia.com.
There you go. And you can get it everywhere. Oh. And on there will probably be all your book signing dates, where you'll be. And
yes.
Now, do you only do this during the summer? Or no, you try to do things
during
the regular
year? Well, it's
kind of
hard to do it. I could do it during, you know, fall break or spring break or something like that. But I have, you know, school that I have to be at teaching.
Right.
So I can do it sometimes during the school year, but most of the time in the summertime.
Yeah.
I'll post that on there.
Yeah. So when do you think the site will be up so folks can check it out, roughly?
Well, it better be up soon because people keep asking.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, just keep checking back because it's going to be on there. I already have, you know, I have the domain name and the site, but I just have to put stuff on there. So.
Yeah. Well, can anybody find you on Facebook or anything, Julie, so that maybe you post stuff there about the book and stuff?
Yes, I do. I do. I'm on Facebook, Julie. Well, I'm a bit tricky to find because I'm Julie Fox Ashley Pamilia.
Oh, my goodness. That's a mouthful.
Sorry. Just look up Julie Pamilia. You'll find me.
Yes, yes. So,
yeah.
Well, again, I cannot thank you enough for coming back, and we got to finish our conversation. But this is a part two from May 10th, folks. So go back to May 10th if you want to hear part one. And what a pleasure to speak with you. You're so amazing. I just love everything about you and love the idea.
It was so much fun. It was really a lot of fun.
And love the idea that you want to share your life with everybody, and it's great. And the stories must be so heartwarming. I can only imagine.
Well, it's just a tribute to the fact that you can have heartache in your life and heartbreak and things happen, but you can still be a happy person.
That's right.
So
it doesn't have
to limit you. So, yeah.
That's right.
And we always say at the end of everything, happy trails. I got to say
happy
that.
Happy trails to you.
Yep, very nice. That's right.
And for those of you who don't know, Dale Evans wrote that. We talked about that on our May 10th issue issue broadcast last week. Real quick, tell them about that, your story about that in case they don't listen back.
Well, nobody tells me anything in my family. I'm the last one to know, and I was 20 years old in my dorm room, and I was doing my homework, and the radio was on. I heard Dale Evans' name pop out, and I thought, oh, I wonder what they're saying.
Yeah.
And sure enough, the guy on the radio said, when Dale Evans wrote that iconic song, Happy Trails. I said, are you kidding me? Nobody told me that. And I went to the phone immediately and called her. And she said, well, honey, I just didn't think it was that important to tell you. It's like, are you serious? I have to find out from a stranger on the radio. So, yeah, she didn't think of, you know, she didn't go around, you know, boasting about stuff.
Yeah,
and
right.
I didn't think to ask. So there you go.
Well, how would you know? All you know is that he sang it, you know. For all you know, you probably thought he wrote it. Yeah, you probably thought he wrote it.
Around the house. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. He would whistle it and hum it and all that.
Well, when you would go visit, when you guys would say goodbye, did he sing it to you when you left? Or did you guys sing it to him?
Yeah,
I think you did. I know. I'm picturing it. It's sweet.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Oh, they were so cute. They were just so
cute. It's cute. I love it.
I miss them. Yeah.
Yeah, I bet. Well, for more of those amazing stories, folks, go check the book. was My Grandparents by Julie Rogers Pamilia. And also, if you want to go back to our show on May 10th, and you'll hear a lot more of what we talked about. But I just had Julie back to finish our conversation. I was like in the middle of talking, and we're like, that's it. Well, bye. And
yeah,
you were hysterical.
You were just gone.
You were hysterical at the end. You were hysterical at the end. Oh, I can't remember what you said now. I texted to you. It was so funny. Go, oh, well.
Well, I was
and
just,
you go,
yeah,
hey,
I was
happy trails, everybody.
Yeah.
It was so funny.
Different.
And it's funny because, you know what, Julie, I don't usually listen back to the shows. And I said, I got to listen to see if what was recorded, what happened, you know, because
yeah,
it's usually just they just get uploaded. So I went and listened, and I was like, oh, God, I can't believe we got cut off. But it's fine up until we got cut off. You know, we were having
it
a good
was.
Time. So
it was.
Well, listen, if you ever want to come back or you need something I can help you with, please don't hesitate to reach out. You've got my information, and I'm going to friend you on Facebook so you can see your promo that I put out. I don't even know if you got to see
perfect.
That.
Oh,
yeah,
perfect.
So
thank
you better
you.
Accept me on Facebook. So
I will. I'll be looking for you.
All right, everybody, Julie Rogers Pamilia, go check out the book. You're Here With My Grandparents, her life story with their, well, I said not life story, but yeah, her life story with her
pretty much.
Grandparents.
With my grandparents,
the iconic,
yes.
Yes, with the iconic Roy Rogers and Dale Evans. To us, title is so apropos. To us, they were our heroes. To her, just her grandparents. And I shouldn't say just, but, you know, grandparents are amazing. So,
yeah,
you know,
they are.
And
yeah.
To, and to have those two as your grandparents, how cool is that? I mean, that's just something. What a experience, lifetime experience that no one could imagine other than you, because you have lived that moment. So it's just beautiful.
Yeah.
I love it.
Well, thank you so much. It's been
yes,
fun.
Yes, and Julie, yes, it's a pleasure to get to know you. Thank you so much again, and good luck with school. It's almost over, thank God, and, you know, I'll be happy
about
it, too.
And if you're ever out in California and want to go to the Hollywood Museum, call me up, and I'll go with you.
Are you kidding me? I'm dying to go. I was supposed to go out in, what is this? This is May. I was supposed to go out in March. I was supposed to go hang out with my friend Judy Tenuta, and we were going to go. We were going to go and go and I was going to go, I believe, to an event that would have been held there and meet everybody
yep.
that's been on the show. And
mm-hmm.
She passed away. So
oh, no.
It took me a while to get over her. I mean, we
oh.
became very good friends very fast, and you know she got sick and. You know, she came into my life at a time when I needed to pick me up, and she was hysterical. And then the poor thing got sick, and I hope I was of some help to her doing that. So, you
wow.
know, she would call me every day. And, you know, towards the end when she stopped calling, I was like, oh, God. And I would reach out, and when I didn't hear
yep.
back, I knew something was up. So, you know, I finally
yeah.
reached out to her partner, and he said, no, not good. And I said, I'm sorry, you know, but anyway,
yeah.
So I want to do a tribute show for her maybe in June or July. It took me
oh,
a while
yeah.
to say I should do it. So a couple
yeah.
of her friends to come on and just let's just celebrate and laugh and have a good time for Judy.
Absolutely.
Because she would love it. So, but anyway,
yeah.
yeah, when I do come out there, I will definitely let you know for sure. And because I would be mad at myself if I didn't say hello properly to you.
Perfect. Okay.
And we'll have a good time. I promise.
Very good. It sounds awesome.
Yes. Everybody, again, Julie Rogers Pamilia, go check out the book, Your Heroes, My Grandparents. It's on Amazon. Julie's got her website coming out soon, info@julierogerspamilia.com. Keep an eye out for it. Go look for her on Facebook, Julie Fox, Ashley Pamilia, Rogers Pamilia. Look for her on Facebook.
Yeah, or something like that.
Yes, yeah, something like that. It's Julie Fox, Ashley Rogers Pamilia, and Maria Conchita Alonso.
Okay. All right, I think we got it all covered now.
Yes, yes. Julie, thank you again. Have
again.
A wonderful night. Enjoy your summer. It's going to be a blast because you're going to be touring, doing this book signing. Enjoy every minute of it. You deserve it. And just
thank
have a great
you.
Time. All
thank
right.
Thank you
well, take
so
care.
Much. It's been fun. Uh-huh. We'll
yes.
talk again.
You got it.
Okay.
Take care, hon. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh.
Everybody,
uh-huh.
Julie Rogers Tamilia. Thank you, Julie. Bye-bye. Oh,
bye-bye.
Man, I'm telling you. Bye. Oh, it's such a treat. Such a treat to hang out with these folks and just get to know them. And it's just so much fun. And again, if you're a TV fanatic that grew up watching TV and you watched Roy Rogers and Dale Evans and, you know, she's got the stories of that we don't know about that happened behind closed doors where they were most likely as normal as they were on TV, then it was no persona. That was them. They were not acting. So, and she got to live with that. So how cool is that? We've got to watch it. She got to live it. So, well, we lived it too, but not in person. So anyway, just a pleasure. Julie Rogers, Familia. So what'd she say? It was Julie Fox, Ashley Rogers Pamelia on Facebook, I think. I think that's what it's a lot. It's a lot. So, and she's got the website coming soon, info@julierogerspamelia.com. And tomorrow on the 18th, we've got a great show tomorrow. Now, I hope I'm saying this correctly. Tana Douglas, she was the first female roadie, and she has been. I can't even mention the number of bands that she's been a roadie for and all top-notch acts that have been around forever. And she's got a book out called Loud, and it's about her story of being a roadie. So we're going to have a lot of fun with that. And I'm excited on the 21st, Mr. Bo Donaldson from Bo Donaldson and the Haywoods. Going to play a few of those songs. I can't wait. And then on the 23rd, we got Marianne Boom Boom Messano. She's a comedian. She's got a huge TikTok following. She does some political commentary, but with hysteria. And she's so funny. And she's from the Italian Chicks. And they've got a thing happening on June 3rd down in Asbury Park. We're going to talk about it when she's on the show. And then I'm going to be off a couple days, and we're going to be back on the 30th. With our favorite psychic that everybody loves, Miss Michelle Palmieri. And you can call in for a free psychic reading and go to our calendar. You'll find out what time. She's at 8 p.m. Eastern on the 30th. And all you got to do is call in. And we don't do a eeny, meeny, miny, mo thing. If you're in the call, if you're there, we pick them up and that's it. But we are doing our promos tonight because I had somebody comment to me. They were disappointed that they missed her being on the show. They wanted to be read. And they said in the comments online, oh, I guess this psychic didn't know that it was a call. I just got this today. I was like, duh, whatever. All right. But anyway, everybody loves Michelle. Everybody loves Michelle. So I'm so happy that she's kind enough to hang out with us. She's coming by once a month. She comes by once a month. I don't know if she's giving away her book or a free reading this time, but last time she was on, she gave away a copy of her book, Voices of Angels, Messages from Loved Ones in Heaven, and she gave away a half hour free reading with someone. So we had two lucky listeners, and we picked a name at the end, and I called them at the end of the show, got their information, provided it to Michelle, and she sent out the book and contacted the folks, the person who won for the free reading. So that's all you got to do. That's all you got to do is call in. There's no special answer, question, whatever. And we're going to be getting some tickets. I got to reach out to NJ Pack and see if they could give us some tickets to some events over here over in Newark, New Jersey at the Bergen, not the Bergen Pack, New Jersey Pack. Oh my God, NJ Pack in Newark, and also Bergen Pack. We have to see if they were offering us, I believe they were giving us tickets, and at the state in, I don't have it in front of me, guys. Pardon me. I've been having some major throat issues, so I'm so sorry. So anyway, go check out the book. Your Heroes, My Grandparents at Amazon, and it's by Julie Rogers Pamelia. She is the granddaughter of Roy Rogers and Dale Evans, and if you want to hear a behind the scenes of her life growing up with her iconic grandparents, please go check out the book, and her website's coming, info@julierogerspamelia.com. And don't forget to join us tomorrow for Tana. Oh, I hope I'm saying it right and I'm not butchering it. Tana Douglas, and she was the first female roadie, and her book Loud is out. Oh, and she's giving away, she's giving away an autographed copy to a lucky caller. So we're going to do the promo tonight for that. We're going to do the promo for all the shows coming up tonight, so you guys get it ahead of time. And feel free to call in to 646-478-0999 if you ever want to talk to our guests, or if you ever want to call and tell me something, whatever. I don't care. Whatever you want to do. You can call in anytime. It's your dime, right? Call me anytime. Call me anytime. I can't even say it's a dime. It's not a dime no more. I don't even know how much a call costs per minute now. Do they even do it that way? Nope. I don't think so. What are we going to close with here? I don't know. I'm looking for something. What's today? Today's Wednesday. We'll be back tomorrow, so we're not going to play that. We could do, how long is that? 3 minutes? All right. Let's do Christine Wiltshire in the bush. Yeah. Have a good night, everybody. Have a good night. Take care. We'll see you tomorrow. Tana Douglas, 9 p.m. Eastern at applauseradioshow.com. Have a good night. Take care. Push in the bush.